Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. One of the things we've talked about many times before is around time. You can never make more time. You can make more money, but if you really think about your most precious resource that you have, it's your time. And yet so often, we do things with our time that are less than optimum, let's say. So we think about some of the activities. You think about social media and how what a time vortex social media is. And I question how much benefit there is in spending a lot of time on Facebook or Twitter. And you think about video games, television. If you're binge watching shows, think about how much time that is. And what if you could find a way to do something more productive with that time? And I'm not saying cut it out completely, but I think it would make sense to find some ways to cut back what you're doing. And if you spend half as much time watching TV or being on social media or playing video games, would that still be okay? And I think for most people, the answer is yes. So why not do something? I mean, think what you could do if you're spending 2 hours a day between those things that we talked about, between social media, video games, and TV, or you're binge watching things. I mean, why not take half of that time and bring it back to something that's productive for you? And think about the priorities in your life. What is it that you want to do? Do you want to learn a foreign language? Well, if you had an hour a day to learn a foreign language, you know, within a 6 or 12 months period, you could probably make some really good inroads. And if you're writing a book, if you took that hour a day and devoted it to writing a book, think how, you know, you could get a book done in a year or so, or maybe even less, depending on the book. If you're trying to get ahead at work, what if you got credentialized in a certain area at work for you? What if you spent more time on a project at work or doing things that you needed to do? Or maybe best of all, what if you took that time and spent it with family or connecting with loved ones or you know, rekindling relationships from the past with special people in your life. So there are a lot of different things you can do with that time that are far more productive than social media, TV, or video games. So at the very least, the first thing I would suggest would be use those things as a reward for what you've done. So if you've got a project that you're working on and you hit a certain milestone in the project, then reward yourself with 20 minutes on social media or 30 minutes of a television show. But limit the time and be cognizant of how much time you spend in these areas, because especially when it comes to social media or anything internet related, it's like a time vortex. All of a sudden you're sitting there and 2 hours go by and you didn't even realize it happened. And you think about what you could have done with those 2 hours. That could have been far more productive than where you are or what you did do. So I want you to think about that. First, start by calculating the time you spend on these different things. Then look at cutting it in half. But when you're going to cut it in half, use it as a reward for the things that you're doing. So as you complete a task, okay, now you're rewarding yourself by allowing yourself 30 minutes to play that video game. And I think if you end up doing that, you're gonna get far more done in life. You'll get further. And as I said, you're not really giving up anything of significance. You're just cutting back on something that's pure entertainment. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. And from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull in the show. And if you yourself haven't subscribed, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button. And while you're there, if you'd be kind enough to leave a review, I'd really appreciate it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me later this week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. But for today, I just want you to think about that time that you're spending in the areas we discussed: social media, TV, video games. See if you can cut that time in half. And the way you want to use that time, use it as a reward for getting something done. So reward yourself by giving yourself 30 minutes on social media and be cognizant of the time. If you need be, set a timer so that you're done in 30 minutes so it doesn't consume your day and it doesn't turn into that time vortex.